fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Hi-yo, Silver! Hooray!
For weeks, the weather had been dry and hot. The grass was parched. Even in the woods a few miles south of Batesville, there was a great need of water. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding by night through that woods when they saw a flickering tongue of flame. At first, they thought it was a campfire. Then they realized that the flames were licking at the door of an old hunter's cabin.
Otto, that's likely to start a forest fire.
Ah, woods plenty dry. Burn plenty fast. We try to put fire out?
Yes. Come on, Silver.
Let's count.
As the masked man and his Indian companion neared the burning cabin, they saw two horsemen riding away.
We'll find out about those horsemen later. Easy, brother.
Fire just started.
I think we can beat it out. Use your blanket.
The fire was mostly confined to a pile of dry twigs and leaves near the door. The building itself had barely started to burn. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were able to smother and stamp out the flames before much damage had been done.
I think that's the last of it, Tonto. We'll examine these ashes for lingering sparks.
Blankets no good now.
I'd rather lose a couple of blankets than see this forest destroyed.
How do you think fire start?
It looks as though someone gathered the leaves and brush intentionally to burn down this cabin.
Two fellas we see right away?
Probably.
We go after them?
Oh, wait. You hear that? Sounded like someone moaning.
Inside cabin.
Come on.
Help. Don't kill me.
Someone here.
Yes, I have a match.
Over there. Fella on bunk.
I'll light that candle on the table.
Please don't kill me.
That man's hurt, Tonto.
Let me take a look.
Don't hit me again.
Steady there. Take it easy.
Tell them it's a trap.
Yes, we'll tell them. Just tell us their names.
Him hit on head plenty bad.
You think his skull is fractured?
Me think him need doctor.
He's unconscious. Wonder what he meant. He said to tell them it's a trap. Otto, those men who rode away must be the ones who hit him.
Then set fire.
You stay with this man. Do what you can for him. And listen carefully to anything he says. I'll go to Batesville and see if I can find a doctor.
Dr. Jackson lived alone in a small house in the town of Batesville. He was reading beside an oil lamp when a rap sounded on the door.
Just a moment, I'm coming.
Are you the doctor?
Yes, but you're masked.
Please come with me, doctor. There's an emergency case in the woods about 4 miles from here.
One of your outlaw companions who stopped a bullet?
No, I'm not an outlaw. I found an old man badly hurt. I think his skull is fractured.
Could that be old Jim?
Well, he's in a shack. Someone struck him on the head, then tried to set fire to the place.
Last man who served as doctor in Batesville was taken by outlaws to treat a wounded pal. He was killed, probably because he had learned too much about the crooks.
Doctor, I have no outlaw pal. Please believe me.
Well, if you're telling the truth, why don't you bring the patient to town?
Because I considered his condition too critical. He said something about a trap for someone. He may have some important information.
Well, I don't know.
We'll not argue any longer.
Wait.
You'll go with me, Doctor?
You can't come into my home like this.
And this looks like your bag.
Yes, but...
Do you want to take your own horse or ride double with me?
One minute. If you're telling the truth, I'll go with you on one condition.
Oh, what's that?
We'll take the sheriff and his deputy with us.
It might be a very good idea for the sheriff to hear what the old man has to say.
Then you won't mind if the law goes with us?
All I mind is the loss of time. Seconds may count in saving the life of that old man.
The sheriff is only 2 doors away. The deputy's with him.
I'll saddle your horse while you're getting them.
The sheriff and his deputy knew old Jeb, who lived a hermit-like existence in the woods. Though they were somewhat skeptical about the masked man's story, they agreed to do as he asked. They rode directly behind the doctor and the Lone Ranger until they drew rein at the cabin.
There's a light inside, Sheriff.
So I see, Doc. You and the masked man go ahead. We'll stand back and be ready with our guns in case this is some kind of a trick.
Very well.
You'll find it.
What's the matter, mister?
Tonto's horse is gone.
Who's Tonto?
The friend I left with the old man.
Are you fixing to change the story you told the doc?
No, Sheriff. I told the truth. Come inside.
We're right behind you, mister, and watching every move.
Doctor, there's your patient on the bunk.
Yes,
but I don't see Tonto.
There's a loft above the ceiling. Maybe he's hiding up there.
Yeah, that ladder leads to the loft.
Tonto!
Take a look up above, deputy.
Right. I was up there once when I came to visit Jeb.
Doc? What about the old man?
He's dead.
Dead, eh?
Yes, I don't understand this.
How's that?
The masked man told me he'd been struck on the head.
That's what I thought.
And you told me he was alive when you left here.
He was.
This man was shot through the head. Death must have been instantaneous.
Get your hands up, mister.
You needn't hold a gun on me.
You lied to the doc.
No, that man was alive when I left this cabin.
With a bullet through the head?
There was no bullet wound. There was evidence of a hard blow.
I can see that, Sheriff. Poor old fellow must have been struck very hard.
You stand still, mister. Deputy?
No one up here, Sheriff.
Come on down. I'm putting the masked man under arrest till he gives me some straight answers.
Sheriff, my friend is gone.
There's been a murder. I'm holding you as a material witness.
Sheriff, let me tell you about 2 men who rode away.
You'll have a chance to talk when you're in jail. Take his guns, deputy, and his mask.
Right.
We'll see if he's someone whose face is familiar from handbills.
Sheriff, something has happened to Tonto, and I must find out.
Look out!
The Lone Ranger moves fast as the deputy stepped close. No. He grabbed the lawman, swung him around, and held him in an iron grip as a shield.
Let me go! Let me go!
With his free hand, the Lone Ranger drew a gun.
You'll have to shoot through your deputy to get me, Sheriff.
Stop my arm! He's twisting it behind my back. He's busting my arm.
Your arm will not be broken unless you try to get away.
You are resisting arrest.
Sheriff, I'm sure the men who tried to murder Jeb came back here to complete their work and captured my friend Tonto. I'm going to look for Tonto.
I'll have a posse organized inside the hour.
Do you do your job, I'll do what I consider mine. I'll drop your gun.
Why, thunder, I'll...
Drop it or I'll smash it with a bullet.
Doc, catch it.
Keep out of this, doctor.
Oh, my arm. Sheriff, don't shoot while he's holding me as a shield.
Your gun, Sheriff.
All right, Dad Rannet. Last time a bullet hit my gun, it smashed my wrist. I don't want that to happen again.
Thanks. Kick the gun toward me.
That suit you?
Yes. Now I'll return your deputy. Catch!
The Lone Ranger leaped to the door as soon as he had given the deputy a mighty shove against the sheriff. Both lawmen fell to the floor. The sheriff was scrambling to reach his gun.
Sheriff, he's gone outside.
Out of my way. Let me get that gun. Let me get that critter. I'll jail him for life.
I hear him.
He's riding away.
I have my gun. Let me get a shot at him.
Where is he, Sheriff? I'll drop him.
Ah, save your powder. He was out of sight among the trees seconds after he hit the saddle.
Ah, you almost busted my arm.
It served you right for letting him grab you like that. Now let's get back to town. I'll swear in a posse and we'll start the manhunt.
Tonto, as a prisoner, sat on the ground with his hands tied. He was in a clearing surrounded by half a dozen hard-faced men. The two who had captured him were talking to their leader.
Now that he don't have to ride his horse, we'd better tie the Indian's feet.
That can wait, Lefty. Tell me why he's here.
Hey, you see, Brady, me and Wendy stopped in an old shack on our way here. We thought the place was deserted, but, well, it wasn't. We fixed grub and talked about the plans to capture the new commissioner from Washington.
Get to the point, Lefty. What's that got to do with bringing in this Indian?
Well, we talked for a spell. Then we heard a man sneeze in the loft above our heads.
You mean your talk was overheard?
Yeah.
Why, you...
It's all right, boss. It's all right. There's nothing to worry about. We got the critter who was hiding in the loft.
This Injun?
No, it was an old man.
Well, where's he?
He's dead.
Well, we slugged him, left him out cold, and set fire to the shack. Just then we heard two horsemen coming, so we hightailed.
Who were the horsemen?
Well, this Injun and another man. They put out the fire and went inside the shack.
We left our horses and went back on foot so we could watch. In a minute or two, one of the men came out and rode away. We went in and captured this Injun. Found the old man still alive, so we shot him.
You should have done that in the first place.
Well, we figured on fixing it so it looked like he set the place on fire instead of murder.
Well, why'd you bring the Indian here? Why didn't you kill him?
Because, boss, we thought you'd want to question him. Maybe the old man told him and the man who rode away about our plans.
Yeah, maybe so.
Now, look, we can make this Injun tell where to find his pal.
Yeah, we'll do that. Injun, you heard what Lefty and Windy just said. I want to know about your pal who rode away from that shack in the woods.
Me not talk.
Oh, you're going to be stubborn, huh?
You not make me talk.
No? Well, this is just a starter.
Ooh. Boss, you slugged him so hard you knocked him out.
Throw water on him. He'll learn we have fancy ways to make a man tell anything we want to know.
Tonto regained consciousness without blinking an eye or moving a muscle. He lay on the ground with his hands tied behind his back, determined to stall for time as long as possible, in the hope that the Lone Ranger might follow the trail of the men who had brought him to the camp.
How long is that Indian going to be unconscious?
Brady must have hit him mighty hard. Try throwing more water.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe he's bluffing.
Well, why not shoot him and let it go with that?
Because, Windy, we have to learn about the man who was with him. If our plans are known, we'll be in trouble.
Yeah, that's so.
Would either of you know that man if you saw him again?
No, I wouldn't. How about you, Lefty?
I didn't get a good look at him on account of the trees. He rode a white horse. That's all I could be sure of.
I wonder if he and the Redskin know our plans.
The old man was conscious and talking to the Indian when we busted into the shack. I don't know how much he had a chance to tell.
I think I saw the Indian's eyelids move.
Yeah? Maybe he's conscious and playing possum.
I'll find out. Cut his hands free.
Yeah, I'll do it. I got a knife.
Why do you want to free his hands, boss?
I'll see if he can play possum while I twist his fingers.
There, it's free.
Now bring his hands around to the front and rub them to restore circulation. After being tied, they're likely to be numb so as he wouldn't feel what's being done.
I'll help you, Lefty.
Yeah, all right. Now turn him over.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Grab that hand, Wendy. Rub it and slap it till the color returns.
All right.
Whose horse is that?
The Redskins. Sounds like he's worried about what's going to happen to his master.
You want to fix him, boss, or you want me to do it?
I'll do it.
Stand clear!
Hey, what?
Who's that? Hey, where is he?
He's over there among the trees.
I'll shoot the first man who goes for a gun.
He's over there.
Keep him sloppy.
This way, Tonto. Bring your guns.
Hey, the Indian.
He was playing possum.
Get that Indian.
Right.
Anyone else want gunplay?
Tonto was on his feet. He grabbed his gun, which lay nearby on the ground, then leaped to the side of his horse.
Don't let him get away. Stop him. Get his pal over there in the trees.
His pal will shoot if we go for guns.
Oh, my hand's smashed.
Get him up, Skull.
Brady's men knew that if they drew guns, they'd be shot just as Lefty had been by the unseen man. In their moment of indecision, Tonto's paint horse reached the shelter of the trees. An instant later, a ringing voice was heard.
Come on, Phil.
They're getting away.
Now I'll try shooting.
Hold your fire until you can see them. Get after them.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue. In the forest, it was a simple matter for the Lone Ranger and Tonto, on their powerful horses, to hopelessly outdistance Brady and his men. Presently, the masked man signaled a halt.
Hold over, hold over, big fella. We'll stop long enough to compare notes. What happened, Tonto?
Soon after you leave for doctor, old man and shack get conscious. Him talk. Then two fella run in with guns. Shoot, old man. Capture me.
The sheriff and the deputy came along when I brought the doctor. When we found Jeb dead, the sheriff wanted to hold me for questioning.
Oh.
I had a bit of trouble breaking away. Then I traveled in a large circle looking for scouts' tracks.
You find them?
Yes, I was lucky. You and the men who captured you crossed a swampy clearing where the moon was bright. After I saw your trail in the mud, I had no trouble following it. What did old Jeb tell you?
Well, him say him go up to attic to look for hole in roof. While him there, two feller draw rein in front. Then dismount, go inside cabin, think no one there. Old man overhear him talk.
From the talk, Jeb knew the two men were crooks.
Isn't that right? Him plenty afraid. And then him sneeze. Crooks hear him. Then go to attic and grab old man, bring him downstairs. Old man struggle, but it no good. Him hit hard on head.
The crooks left him unconscious and planned to set fire to the cabin. They probably wanted him to be found dead with no bullet wounds to show that a murder had been committed.
And that right. Crooks hear you and me come. Then run away. After you leave me alone with Jeb, that when Crook come back.
They must have been near enough to know that we put out the fire.
Them come back, shoot Jeb, grab me. Me try to break away, but me have no chance. Both crooks plenty strong.
Tonto, while you were their prisoner, did you learn any more about their plans?
You all know all about plan now.
Oh, tell me.
Well, Crook's plan to capture new commissioner who come from Washington.
Commissioner Taggart?
That's right. Him come west with daughter to take charge of office.
Yes, I read about it.
Him come here on stagecoach. Crooks capture him. Hold Taggart and girl hostage.
Hostage?
Hold him till friends of Crooks release from jail.
Oh. Otto, tell me everything you know and talk fast. The stage is due at daybreak.
Meanwhile, a large number of men whom the sheriff had found in the cafe had been enlisted for the manhunt. They traveled in small groups. The sheriff, his deputy, and two other men were moving slowly over broken country northeast of Batesville. It was nearly daybreak.
Rein in, men. Stop here.
Who?
Not much use going any farther.
The sheriff, I hear something.
Hoofs.
Yeah, coming this way and fast.
They come from over that way. Those couldn't be any of our men. They're traveling too fast.
Yeah, they must be just beyond that ridge.
Yeah, I wish it were daybreak.
Presently, the lawman saw the moonlit figures of two men on horseback come over the ridge. One of the horses was white. Then there was a familiar voice.
Come on, Fiddler! You must come!
That's the man I want! Hold on there!
Draw rein, mister!
Stop in the name of the law!
Yeah, they didn't even slow down. How about shooting at them instead of in the air?
No, we have no cause to kill them. But there's plenty of cause to capture them. Come on, boys, let's get those two alive. Get up there.
Come on, get up.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had only a flashing glimpse of the four men. There was no way of telling whether they were outlaws or lawmen, and it didn't matter.
Come on, Silver!
The masked man knew that every second counted, and he hoped to stop the stagecoach before it reached the place where the Brady gang had planned to wait.
Get up there! Get along!
The stagecoach from the east carried just two passengers. Commissioner Taggart from Washington was dozing on the bouncing seat. His 21-year-old daughter, Betty, was wide awake. Suddenly, the girl heard gunfire, shouts from outside, and yells from the guard and driver.
Rein in! Stop that stage!
It's a stick-up!
Hey, haul in, Joe. We're covered.
Oh! Hold there!
Don't fire, and no one will be hurt.
Dad, wake up!
What's this?
It's a holdup.
Hold your fire, mister.
Our hands are up.
Hold up, Great Scott.
That masked man.
And an Indian.
They rode alongside shooting.
This is no robbery. I'm here to help you.
You can help us best by leaving us alone.
Keep your hands high.
Hold the horses, Tonto.
Let me get that door open, Betty. I'll tell that highwayman a thing or two.
All right.
You listen to me, you bandit. I'm traveling as a representative of the United States government.
That, sir, is why I stopped you.
My name is Andrew Taggart. I'm the new commissioner.
You dare harm my father and the whole army will be after you.
Unless you listen, Mr. Taggart, the army may be called out to search for you and your daughter.
What do you mean, sir?
Keep an eye on that garden driver, Tonto. See if they keep their hands up.
Let me watch them.
I asked you what you meant. That last remark...
The queen here in town, six men will be waiting to stop the stage. They will capture you and your daughter. They plan to hold you as hostages until their pals are released from jail.
Indeed.
If you instruct the driver to leave the trail, then turn to approach Batesville from the south, you'll be quite safe.
We would be if you were telling the truth.
By cutting south, we might go right into a trap this man has set for us.
Dad, the driver is right.
Hey, horses coming this way. Can you see them from where you stand, Tonto?
You see them.
It's the sheriff.
Good.
I know his Palomino horse.
Sheriff, good, splendid. Now we shall see it.
You'd better start running, mister.
Looks like we'll have to meet the sheriff.
There they are!
Holster your gun, Tonto. Give them no chance to say we started gunplay.
Hands your hands up. You're covered.
Well, we meet again, sheriff.
Yes. And this time, I've caught you holding up the stagecoach.
I stopped the stagecoach to warn Commissioner Taggart and his daughter of an ambush.
You're the new commissioner?
That's right, Sheriff. Your arrival was timely. This masked man was trying to persuade us to turn off the trail.
And I'll tell you why, Sheriff. The Brady gang is waiting an ambush between here and Batesville.
The Brady gang?
You know of them?
I sure do. Part of the gang was jailed. Six of the gang, including Brady himself, went free for lack of evidence.
They plan to capture the new commissioner and his daughter and hold them as hostages until their pals are released.
Oh, how do you know?
Old Jeb overheard the plans. That's why he was shot. That's why Tonto was captured by the crooks.
Tonto?
Yes, that Indian.
You said he was captured. How'd he get here?
Lone Ranger saved me from gang.
The Lone Ranger? You?
Yes, Sheriff. When I broke away from you in the cabin, I followed tracks to the gang's hideout.
Why didn't you come back, find me, and take me to that hideout?
You said Brady and his pals went free for lack of evidence. There's no more evidence against them now than there was at the trial. Furthermore, Sheriff, we had to move fast if we hoped to warn the commissioner before it was too late.
Keep your hands up. I'm not trusting you yet.
Sheriff, if he's the Lone Ranger...
If he is, that's the point. I can say I'm the Lone Ranger. So can you, Deputy. Or anybody else who's caught wearing a mask.
Yeah, but that white horse and the way it was traveling. And the way that masked man handled us in old Jeb's cabin... Yeah, not many men could have done that.
Sheriff, you can easily prove whether or not I've told the truth. I'll submit to capture. I'll even surrender my guns if you'll act on a suggestion.
You'll surrender the guns and your mask, too, if I say so. But let's hear your suggestion.
At daybreak, the Brady gang was huddled behind the brush at one side of the stagecoach trail. The trail was blocked by a large tree that had been felled a short time previously.
Boss, stagecoach is coming.
Get ready, boys.
You think they'll be suspicious when they see that tree across the trail? That's an old trick.
Suspicious or not, they can't go past till they move the tree. The stage will have to stop.
I wish we had time to run down that engine and a man to help them escape. I'd like to make them pay for shooting my hand.
Get ready. Stage will be here in a few seconds.
I'll see.
Now, as soon as the stagecoach stops, we show ourselves. And no gunplay. Unless the guard starts it.
Over there! Over there!
They stop.
Yeah, I can't see inside the stage. The curtains are drawn.
We'll open them. Come on. Get your hands up!
You're covered!
Ice your hands or we shoot!
You got sticker!
The six men leaped into view with guns ready. Suddenly, the drawn shades flew back. Guns appeared in the open windows. The door swung open, and there were more men with guns.
No!
My leg!
Oh,
taken by surprise, the outlaws were thrown off balance. The guard brought up his shotgun and fired both barrels. He fired low, spraying the legs of all six attackers with shot that bit like the sting of many hornets.
My leg! Don't shoot anymore!
No. Hold your fire!
Put down your guns, and we'll cut you all down!
In a matter of seconds, all fight was gone from the outlaws. Three lay on the ground with bullet wounds. The others staggered painfully from shotgun pellets and dropped their weapons.
No one's getting clear. You're all under arrest.
Don't shoot again. Don't shoot. You already got me in the leg.
Hold your fire. I quit.
Come on, boys. Looks like we got what was left of the Brady gang.
The sheriff, two deputies, and a tall masked man stepped from the stage with guns held ready. The grinning guard held a double-barreled shotgun.
Hey, I'm watching with a shotgun, Sheriff.
for one better try a sudden move.
Bring out your handcuffs, boys.
Hold on, Sheriff.
All right, come on.
Don't handcuff those crooks until they've moved that tree off the trail.
Good idea, driver. You heard him, you polecats. You that aren't wounded, start moving that tree there.
Hey, that Injun coming down the trail.
Yes, Brady. He's the Indian your men captured. He's bringing my horse.
Boy, your mask.
Don't think for a minute, Brady, that mask puts this man in your class.
Well, you must be the one who...
That's right, Brady. And if you're wondering about the commissioner and his daughter, a deputy has taken them to town by the South Trail on horses borrowed from the sheriff and his men.
You beat the law the last time, Brady, but now we've got you cold. The charge is murder.
You can't prove that. I didn't kill anyone.
The murder of old Jeb.
No, I wasn't even there. Lefty and Windy did that.
You double-crossed, you're throwing us to the hangman.
For that, Brady, we'll tell plenty about you.
You'll all have a chance to talk. Meanwhile, jail's waiting for you for sticking up this stage.
Tonto is here with my horse, Sheriff. Are you going to hold me any longer?
No, I can't hold you any longer, mister. But Dad Reddit, I'd like to hold you forever. I'd like to hold you as a lawman, but... Well, you're sure free to travel when you're ready.
Well, thanks. Maybe we'll meet again. Come on, Tonto. Easy, silly big fella.
Easy. Come on, Silly! That masked man.
Boys, we'd better bandage the wounded while the others move that tree.
Sheriff, there's no doubt of it now. The masked man really is the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, and directed by Charles D. Livingston. Tonight's drama was written by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.